Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Thousands of people who had their homes flooded during Hurricane Ida 1 year ago on September 1st are still waiting for financial help. The city controller's office has rejected their claim, saying the city is not legally responsible for the damage. Let's get more on this story from our Samantha Liebman.
Kathleen Conway says only one other time in 2007 did she see flooding like she did September 1st last year. 4 feet of water.
It actually turned my chest freezer over, turned my washing machine over. From the force of the water.
She submitted a claim with the city, one of over 4,700 rejected, citing judicial precedent that municipalities are not responsible for flooding caused by excessive rainfall. The controller citing that the city saw over 3 inches an hour, the sewer system only built for 2 inches. But Conway feels the city is responsible.
14 years we had heavy, heavy rain. And I never got a drop. So what does that tell you?
She can sue, but she's not sure what she'll do. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Maspeth, Queens.
A rally calling for improved pedestrian safety is planned for tonight in Ridgewood, Queens. It's near the intersection of Myrtle and Seneca Avenues, where a 74-year-old man was killed in a hit-and-run on Sunday night. State Senator Michael Gennaro is telling 1010 Winds the city needs to redesign certain streets.
At the state level, we have passed laws to increase the access of speed cameras and things that we can authorize the city to do to make things safer, and I think those are working. But it's not enough. We all need to keep highlighting areas that we know to be problems, encourage the city to redesign the street.
Gennaro says the intersection where a 74-year-old was killed did not even have a traffic light. A man is still in the hospital today, days after getting assaulted outside a restaurant in the Fordham Heights section of the Bronx. It's an attack that has left police with more questions than answers, as we hear from 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Chuck.
The Fuego Tipico restaurant normally would be open. In fact, it's open almost 24-7, but it's closed now. It was outside here at Grand Concourse in East 188th Street Friday night, 10:45, where a 52-year-old man had just left the restaurant. As you can see in this shocking video on our website, another man follows him out to the sidewalk and actually stops to put on gloves before he then bashes the man in the face from behind, sending that man flying to the pavement. The victim, critical from his injuries, stable at Jacoby now, with a skull fracture and bleeding on the brain. And the police are telling us there was no prior altercation or any words of any kind between the two men before this violence.
The man's attacker still on the loose. Anybody who knows anything is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. Today is the day that the 9/11 Tribute Museum is closing its doors for good. Let's get details from our Juliet Papa.
Bridget, this began as a grassroots effort by families of those who lost loved ones in the World Trade Center attack. They wanted to pay tribute and honor those who died, the firefighters, police, rescuers, the civilians who were here at the site. And they put together a small tribute center on Vesey Street, just steps from Ground Zero. So it later expanded and moved to Greenwich Street, with survivors giving talks and tours. And this was here long before the 9/11 Museum came into play. But today is its last day. The pandemic slowed down visitors and funding. So the museum is moving exhibits to another museum in Albany, and there will be an informational and educational site online. But one of the tour guides here, he was a survivor who escaped from the 69th floor in the North Tower, told me they are heartbroken that this will no longer be here. Bridget?
And Juliet, it was just a matter of the pandemic, right? That people weren't going as much, or was there any more to it?
They said the funding was drying up, and you could see it was probably competitive with the 9/11 Museum, which was getting a lot more funding and organization. And this was more on a smaller scale. But I just walked through the exhibit here today. It is very moving. It is very well done. And there actually are a lot of people here today to come and see it. Some knew about the closing, some didn't. Those who did said they wanted to make sure that they got this sort of one-on-one experience.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.